this Flash in Action Script 3 tutorial, which is suitable for CS3 and CS4, we demonstrate how to create orbit animations so you can have one object orbit around a central object and then have another object orbit around the object that's orbiting around the central object. So the Earth is pivoted around the Sun and the Moon is pivoted around the Earth. And it's all programmatic animations using map.scene and map.cos. Hope you enjoy this one, and the free source file will be available at developphp.com. Enjoy. Okay, first thing we'll do is create new Flash file, ActionScript 3, and I'm in CS3, and you can be working in CS4, and all this code will still apply, work just fine. So the first thing we'll do is, let's get the background to black, and let's draw out three oval shapes, and I'm going to hold down shift to make sure they snap to a perfect oval. If I didn't hold down shift, it could turn into a more oval shape, but if I hold down shift, it keeps it circular. That's the word I was looking for, circular. Okay, so I'm gonna create the Sun. Let's see. Oh good, it's already got the gradient. Okay, so let's make this 48. Really, the size really doesn't matter. 48 pixels. Let's just make the other two. This one will be about 24. This is going to be for the Earth. Let's make this 24. And let's get one more for the Moon. Now this file will really show you the power of ActionScript. Let's make this 12. ActionScript based animations as opposed to timeline based animations. Okay, so let's get these even coordinates there. I don't like those decimal point coordinates. Let's turn this one a little blue. There we go, light blue. Make this a darker blue, and this one let's make it gray like the Moon. Kind of dark gray, and then on top the center we'll make it white. That way everything will have a round appearance. So now let's convert this to symbol, movie clip, Sun. We'll give it an instance name of Sun as well. Instance name in the properties panel here, Sun. Convert this to a movie clip, Earth. So it's named Earth in the library, and we give an instance name of Earth. Do the same to the Moon. Convert to symbol, Moon, movie clip, Control C. Okay, put it down here in the instance name in the properties panel for that object. Okay, now each has an instance name and each is a movie clip symbol. Let's go to filters and give the Sun a glow of yellow. Make it a little stronger than that. Blur it out. Let me get like a medium. Maybe not. Right about there. Okay, let's take the Sun and put it in the center. The other two, it doesn't matter where they are. But everything will be based around the Sun. Okay. So now what we have to do is pop in the script. Explain that. Let's call this planets. And put a new layer above it. Call that AS3 for ActionScript 3. Okay, now I debated coding this out line by line, and I decided against it because it would have been like a 30-40 minute video, and nobody wants that. We want the code and we want to see how it works, right? And that's pretty much it. So I'm going to pop in the script, and as you can see, it's 27 lines that take care of the whole thing, and it already has everything we need. It's already targeting our instance names, and let's see how it works before I explain each line. Press Control Enter. Now you can see the animation was slow and groggy, so you turn your frame rate up to 30 frames per second, and that will also variate your speed, augment your speed of your animation. So you can see what we have here is the Earth with a perfect orbit around the Sun, and then the Moon with a perfect orbit around Earth as the Earth goes around the Sun. Now I'll show you how I pulled that off. What we did here is the first thing is we set the Sun gravity X and the Sun gravity Y, which is the dead center point for that object right there. And the way we get that dead center point for that object is we claim this variable as a number, and its value is going to be the Sun's X position plus the Sun's width times 1/2 times 0.5. So the Sun's X position, where it is on stage right here, it's at 254, its X position plus the Sun's width times 0.5. And then we take that, the Sun's width times 0.5, and divide it by 2. So really it's the Sun dot X position plus the Sun dot width times 5 divided by 2. Okay? And then we have the same thing for the Y position. It's pretty much doing the same exact thing except for the Y position on the stage and the height property of that Sun movie clip. Okay? And then the next line is here in this script we're using math.scene and math.cos, and you can read up all about those and what they do. They really allow for a lot of cool animations, custom animations that you can create, and it's not just orbits. All kind of really cool animations that you can achieve with math.scene and math.cos. And you can look up all about that in the Flash help file if you have CS3, or if you have CS4, you have to go online and look at the crappy website. Ha. The Flash CS3 help file is a whole lot better, I think. Okay, so let's see, where are we? Here we claim some variables that are for the scene of the Moon and the scene for the Earth. This is going to be the variable that's changing here inside of the on enter frame event. And I'll talk about those in a second here. But right here, we're just getting those ready for use in the script below in the on enter frame event. So we get those variables defined and claimed and set right here. 4 through 7. Lines 4 through 7. In line 8, we claim a variable which can be whatever we want for the diameter of the Moon, the Earth going around the Sun. It's 100 pixels. Then the diameter of the orbit of the Moon going around the Earth. So the Earth's orbit diameter is 24. Sun's orbit diameter is 100. So 100, it's about, you can see right here. From here to here is 100. And then from here to here is whatever that other number was, 24. Okay, so the orbit speed 1 and orbit speed 2 are also number variables, and I set them as 4. And you can see I use the orbit speeds here down in the math scene and math cos equations. Okay, so now here's the where all the magic happens really is on line 13 in the add event listener for the on enter frame event. So every time the frame is accessed, so we have 30 frames per second. So every time it'll run this function 30 times a second. So since we only have one frame, it's going to be hitting that frame 30 times a second. Okay, so the first thing we do inside of that function here, you can see the nest closes, the function nest closes on 27, and the function begins on line 14. And here on line 13 is just the event listener to fire this function off that starts on line 14. Then on line 16 we claim variable The same exact thing we did here for the sun, to access the center point of the sun, the exact center point, we want to access the exact center point of the earth, but as the earth moves around. So this variable has to be inside of the onEnter frame event to follow the earth. This variable has to change all the time, which you could have claimed this variable up here and then just changed it down here, but I just thought I would claim it inside of the onEnter frame event. You can go about that different ways, but this works really good to keep the moon stuck going around the earth as the earth moves around the sun. If you didn't have that inside of this event listener and you had it outside of here, it wouldn't go around the earth the way it should. Alright, so here we set the scene, we use the variables that we set up here inside of the onEnter frame event, and we're incrementing them. We're incrementing them every time this event happens, and what that does is it augments the angle point of the rotation. So all four of these do that same thing. So you can see for the seen moon and the cause for the moon, and the seen for the earth and the cause for the earth are set to different values. These are a lot smaller than for the moon. So we use those values here, seen earth, cause earth, seen moon, cause moon. We use those here. And now let's explain one of those lines, and all four of these lines here are pretty much the same. So I'll explain the first one, and you can pretty much go with the other four with identical functionality. Okay, so the Earth's dot X. Right here when we claim this, we're saying we want to move that object. We're moving the Earth and we're moving the Moon. And we're moving its X position and Y position. And its position is always going to be changing. So this equation is always changing because these are always changing as well. Okay? So what happens is 30 times a second this thing is firing off and always changing these numbers. Okay, so the Earth's dot X position is equal to math dot scene, and the equation of the math dot scene is the scene Earth number, sin, however you say that, sin Earth number times the orbit speed 1, which we set to 4. Now that gets computed, and then that gets multiplied by the sun orbit diameter, which is here, sun orbit diameter we set to 100, plus the sun gravity X. Sun gravity X is the number we claimed here for the dead center point of the sun. So it's a little tricky, and you got to look at the math a little bit. Basically, we are multiplying the sin Earth times the orbit speed 1, and that number is multiplied by the sun orbit diameter plus the sun's gravity X, and those numbers are all sitting right up here, and you can see each one of these numbers in reference where they are here and what they do. And it's a little tricky to figure out, but that's how it all works. And once you wrap your head around it, you can start to create really custom cool animations that you can scratch code without anybody's help, and have really cool unique stuff that is all programmatic. It's all programmatic, all this animation. Okay, so that's how it works. You can put more planets, you can make the whole solar system if you want. And I know my moon's going a little fast around my Earth in relation to how fast the Earth is moving around the Sun, but I was just throwing up numbers. You can adjust it all to be accurate if you want to be a super dork like that. And I'm going to put this file up at develop PHP in the Flash section, that way you guys can just get at it and download it if you want to get to the code and see all the elements I have on stage, or you can just reference the code on that same page sitting under the video and the download button for the source file. Okay, see you later.